On behalf of the Attorney General's Chambers, I'm going to address the recommendations on the ratification of the remaining human rights treaties and the harmonization of the legal system in Malaysia. The Federal Court, the Federal Constitution as the supreme law in Malaysia, is the main guiding instrument in Malaysia's approach towards undertaking responsibilities enshrined in international covenants and treaties. We are also guided by our domestic laws and national policies consistent with the unique characteristics of the Malaysian society, a multi-ethnic, multicultural and multi-religious society. And in promoting human rights, we stand guided by the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and other applicable human rights standards, including the ASEAN Declaration of Human Rights and the Cairo Declaration of Human Rights in Islam. In terms of our approach towards ratification of the remaining core human rights instruments and treaties, or a relook at the existing reservations, we continue to take a two-pronged approach, namely, accelerate human rights literacy on doctrines and instruments of human rights to pave the way for buy-ins, and simultaneously, we continue to undertake institutional and legislative reforms and capacity building. These pragmatic approaches are necessary to enable Malaysia to fulfill its obligations and responsibilities effectively in the letter and spirit of the covenant or treaties it so ratifies. These reforms that were implemented since our last review in 2018, as illustrated in our present national report, are a testament to Malaysia's commitment in adhering to the universal human rights norms and principles. More legislative reforms are still being reviewed. Mr. Vice President, I will now address the recommendation on the harmonization of the legal system in Malaysia. Our federal constitution provides that civil law and Sharia law coexist as a parallel legal system in Malaysia. And apart from civil laws, Muslims are also subjected to Sharia laws, notably in the area of family laws. The federal constitution also recognizes native laws as an integral part of the legal system, with the native courts having jurisdiction to hear cases under native laws and customs. Malaysia has taken numerous measures as a continuous effort to harmonize Sharia and civil laws. Several committees were established by the federal government to review Sharia laws related to criminal offences, criminal and civil procedures, and family law. For instance, states have begun adopting provisions on remote communication technology in virtual Sharia court proceedings following the practice in the civil court. In addition, a special committee has been established to study issues on the competency of the State Legislative Assembly to enact Sharia laws and the jurisdiction of Sharia courts under the Federal Constitution. This establishment is one of the efforts by the government to address the jurisdictional conflicts between the federal and state authorities. The Sharia community, which consists of Sharia and civil laws experts, had recommended solutions to various issues, including on harmonization of Sharia and civil laws. These efforts have resulted in amendments to, among others, the Law Reform Marriage and Divorce Act 1976, the Islamic Family Law Federal Territories Act 1984, Employees Provision Fund Act 1991, and Rules of Court 2012. The Sharia community also held meetings to harmonize issues on child marriage in Malaysia. To illustrate, Islamic Family Law, State of Selangor Enactment 2003, was amended in 2018 to standardize the minimum age of marriage at 18 for both men and women. The Sharia Community Conference in 2023 had gathered 80 Sharia and civil law experts to discuss issues on Sharia criminal offenses relating to publication by electronic means and proposed amendments to Sharia criminal procedures in order to harmonize Sharia and civil laws. The Attorney General's Chambers of Malaysia has collaborated to organize the 5th International Conference on Harmonization of Sharia and Civil Law in 2023 with the International Islamic University of Malaysia. At the conference, practitioners, scholars, and researchers had deliberated and exchanged ideas and experiences on aspects of harmonization of Sharia and civil laws, as well as to enhance its methodological guidelines and to ensure ideas on harmonization are current and well documented. Mr. Vice President, moving forward, we will continue to engage constructively with member states within the framework of the Human Rights Council. I thank you.
Mr. Vice President.